Well, St. Luke's Gospel has been called the Gospel of Prayer because we see teachings about prayer all throughout St. Luke. The Lord is always praying in St. Luke's Gospel. He prays before he chooses the apostles. He prays before any major event in his life. And so today we see our Lord giving us some advice on how to pray. And first he gives us a little parable about the importance of perseverance in prayer, never giving up, always continuing to pray, even if we don't seem to get an answer right away. And it's sort of one of the Lord's more humorous parables, because he tells this little story about a man who receives visitors late at night, probably after midnight. He's not expecting them. There's no more food in the house. And for the people in those days, living at that time period, hospitality was something so important, so crucial, that they had to offer their friend food when they arrived, even if they were unexpected. So he has no food. So he says, well, my neighbor probably has some food. Of course, it's after midnight. The door is locked. It's very dark in there. And he starts knocking on the door and says, please help me out. I've just got some unexpected guests. I have to show them hospitality. I need some food. And the person from within says, you know, leave me alone. We're already tucked in for the night. And we're already in bed. Of course, in those days, the houses were very simple, usually just one large room. And for warmth, it was very common for people to sleep together, the parents, the children, all be sort of huddled together. The animals would probably be at the feet of this mat, this straw mat. And so if he were to get up, he'd probably wake the wife, the kids. The kids would not get back to bed. The babies would cry all night. The dogs would start barking. And so he doesn't want to get up. And he says, you know, I'm not going to help you. And so the guy continues to knock and continues to, and or if he continues to knock, he's going to wake up everybody anyway. And so he figures, well, I might as well get up and give him what he wants so at least we can get back to bed and try to lessen the damage. So the Lord uses this humorous parable, this story, and says to him, I tell you, if the man inside does not get up because of friendship, he will get up because of the persistence of the person knocking on the door. So this is a lesson about perseverance and persistence. And then the last part of today's reading from Luke chapter 11, verse 5 to 13, is Jesus' teaching on, again, persevering prayer. I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. The Lord uses three metaphors for the image of prayer. He says we have to ask, we have to seek, and we have to keep knocking. What was interesting in the original New Testament Greek, those words are in the present tense of ongoing. So basically what he's saying, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. That's what those words mean. That don't give up. Keep asking until, keep seeking until you find, keep knocking until the door is opened. And the Lord does say, whoever asks, receives, whoever seeks, finds, whoever knocks, the door will be open, Jesus said. As Bishop Sheen once said, there's always three answers to prayer. Every prayer is answered. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's wait. So yes, no, and keep praying. That's how we respond to prayer. Sometimes if we pray for something that's in accordance with God's will, we get the answer yes. If we pray for something that's not God's will, we get the answer no. Or if we haven't heard, we persevere, we keep praying. And then the Lord, just to remind us how much God is a loving Father, he says, look at human fathers. And what father would give his son an eel or a poisonous snake if his son asked for a fish? And so a young child wouldn't be able to determine if a fish is, let's say, healthy or whether a snake would be poisonous or an eel would be poisonous. The young child could not tell. And so what father would be so cruel to give his son a poisonous snake or a serpent when he just wants a fish? Or what father would hand his son a scorpion? See, a scorpion rolls itself up into a little ball, so for a young child it could look like an egg. So what, you know, what father would hand his son a scorpion if the child asked for an egg? And so Jesus is saying, well, if we who are wicked would not do that to a child, would not give them a poisonous snake or an eel or a scorpion when they want something good like fish or an egg, how much more will God, our loving Father, not do that for us? That God is so much more loving than even a good father or good mother, because God, of course, is truly the ultimate Father. He will give us what is good for us. He knows what is good for us. And he says, how much more will God give us the Holy Spirit, graces, to those who ask him? So we should always pray for the graces that we need. And always remember, when you pray, we need to pray with perseverance, pray with confidence, pray with humility, and then don't forget to always pray, Lord, only if it's your will. That's how we should end all of our prayers. You can pray for anything you want, but at the end say, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done. Father knows best, right? Our Heavenly Father knows best. So you can pray for anything you want, but always at the end say, Lord, I have limited human understanding. You are God. You know what's best. Lord, if it's your will, please grant us this or grant us that. And there's an amazing quote here from St. John Vianney, where he talks about prayer and the effectiveness of prayer. He says, do you see the effectiveness of prayer when it is properly done? Are you not convinced, like me, that if we do not obtain what we ask God for, it is because we are not praying with faith, with a heart pure enough, with enough confidence, or that we are not persevering in prayer the way we should? God has never refused, nor will ever refuse anything to those who ask for his graces in the way they should. Again, John Vianney is not referring to praying to win the lottery. He's talking about praying to get graces that you need, strength, wisdom, guidance. He's talking about praying for grace. Prayer is the great recourse available to us to get out of sin, to persevere in grace, to move God's heart, and to draw upon us all the kinds of blessings from heaven, whether for the soul or to meet our temporal needs. So John Vianney recommends that we continue to persevere in prayer and pray especially for all the graces we need for our salvation.